Here on Mugs in the Morning, and we are with U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts. First off, good morning, Mr. Ricketts. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much for having me on.
Absolutely. So you're kind of making your rounds all over the states. I know you're going out west. You're in Kearney, Wahoo, kind of all over the place. And just tell the listeners why you are taking this week to bounce around the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm doing a series of federal spending briefings to talk about the reckless spending that's been going on at the federal government. And in these briefings, we're going to focus on Washington's wasteful spending habits. So there's an opportunity for Nebraskans to be able to engage and discuss about these topics, talk about fiscal responsibility, government accountability, and, of course, they're open to the public. I'll actually be at North Platte on Wednesday from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Nebraska Land Bank, located at 1400 South Dewey in North Platte. And that'll be an opportunity for folks in the local area to be able to come in and hear about what is going on in D.C. and how we can get our spending under control.
And it seems like every time you do stop in North Platte, there's always a pretty good falling, so I expect a good number of folks to be out there tomorrow.
Well, I hope so. This is an incredibly important issue. You know, we've got $35 trillion in debt. That works out to about $266,000 per household, and that's like a second mortgage for families here in Nebraska. It really is out of control, and we're now spending more on interest payments than we are on national defense. So this is an issue that is going to be really, really important to our country and continue to be front and center of what happens to our country.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, with inflation, money being as valuable really as ever is these days. And like you said, it's just been a big issue. And what are some of the ways that you would kind of fix those problems?
Yeah, you're exactly right with regard to the inflation. This reckless spending really has driven that up. You know, grocery prices are up 22%, rents up 22%, electricity prices are up 31%, gas prices are up 49%. Households are paying $13,000 more today for the same level of living that they had before Joe Biden was elected. And the way we get this under control is by making sure we have a regular appropriations process where we have a chance to vote on the 12 bills that we use to fund government every year individually with amendments offered. Right now, under Leader Chuck Schumer, what we get is these omnibus bills that are crammed down our throats, an up or down vote, very little time to read, and we're expected to either take it or leave it. And that's not the way the system's supposed to work, and that's what has led to a lot of this reckless spending that we've seen, just wasteful things going on. So we're going to talk a lot about that and some of the other solutions to be able to get our spending under control.
And do you believe that the way the spending is going in Washington is extremely important, especially leading up to an election?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, look, this administration has proposed budget after budget that has just got this reckless spending. You know, in 2019, before the pandemic, our federal spending was about $4.4 trillion. And this year, the budget for fiscal year 24, we're expected to spend $6.8 trillion. You know, that's a 50% increase. There's just no reason for that. We need to get this under control because we're spending this much money without being able to pay for it. You know, we've got a $1.9 trillion deficit just this year. I mean, that is driving up inflation, and it's wasteful spending. And so if we don't get this under control, we're going to continue to be in a situation where we're spending more on interest payments than national defense, and that's not where we want to be in this very dangerous world we've got right now.
Absolutely. Talking here to U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts as he makes his appearance in North Platte on Wednesday. Again, Senator, just remind where in North Platte you will be in the hours.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Nebraska Land Bank. It's on 1400 Dewey, and we'll be there from 10:30 a.m. to, I'm sorry, from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Nebraska Land Bank. So come and see us at Nebraska Land Bank, 1:30 p.m., right there on 1400 Dewey Street. It's open to the public, and we'll be talking about all the issues we have with regard to federal spending.
All right, Senator Ricketts, anything else that you'd like our Nebraskan listeners to know?
Just that North Platte one isn't where you are. We're going to be in all other communities. We're also going to be in Scottsbluff as well, but we've hit a number of other communities across the state. So just check our website out, ricketts.senate.gov, for those briefings, or you can call into our one of our offices. We've got offices in Omaha, Lincoln, Kearney, and Scotts Bluff. So just call in, and we can help you make sure you find one that's near you.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time, Senator, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts. So with that being said, again, he will be on Wednesday at Nebraska Land Bank from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. And we'll talk to you later as we come up more here on Mugs in the Morning.